Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Everybody, Tim Kawakami here. 49ers Plus Minus on a Thursday evening, our traditional Thursday evening, even though the 49ers are not playing on Sunday, they are playing on Monday. So this is like a Wednesday for the 49ers. You've got to be that. Get this all down, Barrows, with my co-host, Matt Barrows of The Athletic, which means there was no quarterback presser today. This was the Shanahan Wednesday presser, but you'll get it all straight. We will figure it all out. We don't have to do our traditional naming of the starting quarterback because we know who the starting quarterback is. It is Brock Purdy. There are other news events going on. So as always, I turn it over to the master of the injury list, the devil with all the details. It's Matt Barrows. What is the injury highlight for today?
Well, I would say the injury highlight for today is it's another week with not a lot of injuries, although they're more than last week. Remember, we were down to 7 versus the Cardinals. We're back up to double digits today. There were 10 on the list. What struck me, though, is that there was no Mac Jones on the list. He had been a mainstay on the practice participation report since the beginning of the season. Remember, he had a PCL injury back, you know, mid-August. And this was the first week that he's not on the report. So congratulations to Mac Jones. And only poor guy, it only took him, you know, 3.5 months for that that knee to heal. You know, the biggest injury is probably to Tatum Bethune right now. So he's already the Fred Warner backup, and he's going to be out for a while, at least through the bye. And so Curtis Robinson will play middle linebacker against the Carolina Panthers. You know, who's behind him? I don't know. I mean, Curtis Robinson was slow to get up a few times. He is on the practice participation report. He was a full participant with an elbow injury. But, you know, I think that's a question mark. Like I said, there were a couple of plays, including the one where Upton Stout stripped the ball at the goal line. Curtis Robinson was in on that, and he was very slow to get up after that. And that was one of a couple of times that that was the case. Robert Beal is in the concussion program. Remember, against the Cardinals, Cleveland Farrell. To me, it was a bit of a surprise that he was a healthy scratch that game. They just brought him up from the practice squad, and basically they like Beal on special teams.
this is special team centric team now, Barrows. You got to get
They're like the greatest special teams team ever, apparently. But I would, you know, it's a Monday game, so Beal has an extra day to move through the concussion protocol. But if he's not practicing on Thursday and Friday, I have a hard time thinking that he's going to be up. So I would guess that it's Farrell up for him. And then the other big one is Eddie Pinheiro, a MVP candidate for this team, is going to miss this game with a hamstring strain. And they signed Matt Gay to replace him. I think that they just went with the veteran guy. I mean, Matt Gay was kicking last week for the Commanders. So there's no acclimation period for him. He's been underway this season. So that's what it looks like. The Panthers have a few injuries. Both of their inside linebackers, Christian Roseboom and Trevin Wallace, didn't practice today. Those are not household names.
I thought Luke Kuechly was playing.
No, he's not there anymore. Their backups are even more anonymous. My point is that I think this is going to be a linebacker game for both teams. Both teams are down to backup linebackers. Whichever offense really kind of takes advantage of them better, I think is going to win this game. And I can just see the 49ers salivating at the fact that, even if it's not those two guys, even if those two guys play, they're starters, that's a mismatch for Christian McCaffrey. That's a mismatch for George Kittle. So I think that that's going to be the way that Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan attack this defense. And I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I would take the over this week on
don't even know what it is.
Panthers 49ers.
I'm writing down the 49ers for 30 points a game. I've been told I should, and they easily hit it last game. It's going to be hard to stop them. And, yeah, Christian McCaffrey, I'm sure he did not talk about it much, or maybe he's not until tomorrow. But he's not going to talk about his Carolina stuff and getting revenge on Carolina. He's happy he's gone from Carolina. He's not mad he was traded from Carolina. He's like, yeah, if I want to go somewhere, he has never said this. I heard this at the time. He basically picked the 49ers for where he wanted to go to. The 49ers had to meet the trade mat point, but he is very happy to be here. So all those things, I don't think – again, you always want to beat the team that you were there for. And I would imagine the Panthers don't want him to make them look bad. But who knows how that's all going to work. Might be a Brian Robinson game. You know, just run it up the gut. Just run it up the middle. See if you can get yards that way. I don't think there's going to be a lot there from the Panthers that are going to threaten a 49er offense that seems to be coming into its own. Brock Purdy with another week off. A week under his belt. Vicky Pearsall with a week under his belt. Things seem to get a little momentum. I mean, I'm sure they're feeling it. Do you feel that in the locker room right now?
Yeah, I do. That quote that we both seized on from George Kittle after the game that said we're basically healthy right now. At this point last week, Pearsall was easing his way back in. He was limited on the Wednesday and the Thursday. He was full go today. He had a very modest stat line coming out of the Cardinals game, one catch for 0 yards. But if you go back and you look at him in that game, he was getting open, and he was getting open deep. And, for one reason or another, the ball didn't get to him. But my point is that I think that he's back. He's sort of stretching the field, which is something that the 49ers have not had a lot of success doing this year. All of it points to a big game for the primaries. And I think they're going to be Juwan Jennings, George Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey. And I think that the 49ers will be able to move the ball and they'll be able to score points. The question for me is, can the 49ers defense stop the Panthers from doing the same thing? And I think that like we talked about after the Cardinals game, I think the Panthers are much better positioned to take advantage of the 49ers' weaknesses. They are dedicated to the run. They've been using a lot more two tight end sets of late, which might mean that the 49ers go base defense, which might mean that you see Nick Martin a lot more, the rookie. And he had a good introduction to the NFL in Arizona. I think Shanahan today said he played 14 snaps and 13 of them were good. There was one mistake there that he made, it, and it was in pass coverage. If they're in base, it's either him or Luke Gifford. Luke Gifford is on the practice participation report. Mm-hmm. He practiced on a limited basis. He's got a neck and I think a hip issue. So, it may be Nick Martin no matter what, because he's just the more able-bodied guy right now.
And you might need to save Farrell for Gifford. I'm trying to memorize this for the backup Mike, because if Robinson isn't all the way healthy, that's the one that was his backup in the last game after Bethune went out. I guess you could, I assume they're going to raise up Jalen Graham because he has also been trained at the Mike from the practice squad. I imagine for depth, he'll be there. I don't know. That's kind of an important position. You can't just put someone there who's never done it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Or at least someone who's at least thought about it. So maybe Nick Martin helps in that way and allows them to be a little more flexible with their mics. But who knows with their current situation. Now, can they stop the run? Your guy, Rico Dowdell. I was looking up his stats. Pretty good stats, Barrows. She's like
over 5 yards a carry.
800 yards, more than 800 yards rushing already. This guy has put up some numbers. From what I remember, he's pretty much an inside the tackles guy, cut up field. That's the kind of guy that's hurt them in the past. They can kind of spread you out, but if you cut up the field on them and go through some of, if the linebackers aren't there, that could be very interesting. Bryce Young, that kind of scrambling quarterback has hurt them in the past. Now, sometimes they make those guys look really bad because a solid defense certainly can throw a few things at them, but it's definitely a different offensive package than Arizona brought them. You mentioned that. And Arizona, it's hard to say, oh, they were terrible. They went up and down the field, but they didn't do it They were down. They were throwing, and the 49ers were accepting that. That's okay. Throw that 12-yard pass. That's fine. We're not giving up the 40-yard pass. I think Carolina might threaten them in different ways. But one thing I want to point, and other people have pointed out, Alfred Collins looks pretty good right now. A high draft choice, but he's doing stuff. He looks like he's moving things. And we knew that. He's a huge, big guy. Had some injury issues in camp, but I do see, I mean, I don't want to just be the blatant optimist here, but you look at him, you see that, you see 95 doing things. And when you see that in his rookie year, you figure more is there. Is this guy jumping out to you on the film, Barros?
Yeah. And, you know, we both heard George Kittle say that. After the Cardinals game, he said that, you know, normally I'm watching Nick Bosa or Fred Warner when the 49ers offense is on the sideline. With both of those guys out, he said his eye is going toward Alfred Collins, and you know, rightly so. He's striking figure. He's the tallest defender, the biggest defender. What I like about him is that he makes plays down the line of scrimmage. He chases plays. You see that hustle, and that's something that Chris Kocurek is trying to instill in all the guys. So when you see that, you realize, okay, this guy is going to get more and more snaps all the time. So, yeah, I agree with you. He's looked good. I mean, the whole issue with the defensive line now is that, you can look good, but no one's making any plays. I thought – Bryce Huff had a nice game. There was one pass rush where it looked like that one where he set the record for fastest sack. He was on Jacoby Brissett at the snap of a finger, and Brissett was lucky to get it off. But they didn't get any sacks, and they only got four quarterback hits on him. And it's just not, to me, it's not sustainable against good teams when they face good teams. I mean, the Carolina Panthers are kicking themselves over only having 16 sacks this year. Mm-hmm. And remember, this is a Travis Gibson revenge game. They poached Gibson off of the 49ers practice squad or something happened when they cut him. The 49ers did and tried to get him back on the practice squad. And the Panthers signed him and said, 16 sacks is terrible. The 49ers have 12 sacks. Mm, mm. They are on their way to setting a franchise record for futility and sacks outside of a strikes shortened season. They're going to set that with room to spare unless they, you know, somehow get on their horse. But I just don't see how they do that.
They're gonna have to blitz more, but they can also get exposed that way. So they're gonna, you know, who knows? It's risk reward, and even then, the risking, they're not getting to the quarterback when they're blitzing. Maybe they're increasing the pressure, but not getting to the quarterback. Obviously, we say Nick Bosa is injured, so that is a big part of this. Mykal Williams was not getting sacks, but he's another part of this whole process. I wonder, is gonna see Collins get some sacks. He does not have one so far this season. We're all impressed by what he can do. They'd not draft him to be a sacker, but at some point you do want your defensive tackles to get a sack or two. Javon Hargrave, when he was with Philadelphia, was getting like 14, 15. That's why they signed him to the big contract. Like, you do want that guy, even in the, you know, in the scrum, the quarterback's kind of moving around and then the tackle's right there. You kind of want that situation. That's how Buckner sometimes got him, right? That's how Armstead sometimes got him. You can't see everything out of a young player, but you'd kind of want to see something out of some of these pass rushers at some point. They are in the game, go make a play. I have a feeling though that Collins is gonna make some plays. He's gonna bat some balls. He's such a tall guy. He's gonna bat some balls down. They see what Jalen Carter's doing for the Eagles. My Fangio guys, if you get blocked, you're 6'4". Put those arms up, and these quarterbacks are trying to throw these passes over the middle, and then they can't. And I know one thing I know about Vic is he defends the balls over the middle, and you see so many defenses that allow these easy passes over the middle. 49ers are pretty good at it too. They're not bad. I mean, you've had some really good players in the middle, obviously Fred, but maybe Collins can start doing that stuff. I think he is putting his arms up. I haven't really seen him bat too many balls. I've seen him block field goals, but I haven't seen him bat.
Yeah, you got to block the field goal, but knock the ball down. You can't let those block the field goals get over the crossbar.
It might have redirected it. Yeah, it might have redirected it in. Who knows? Who knows? You've mentioned this. You always ask Shanahan on Mondays. We have not talked about this since you asked last time. Whoever asked, is Brandon Ayuk's practice window opening? And it is not again. And I guess I'm being kind of known for this. He may not play this season. It's really beginning to get the countdown down here. If they really were planning to play him for any substantial amount of time, I think they would have opened the window. And if he's not ready, he's not ready. It's nobody's fault. But it just feels to me, I sense when a team has kind of moved from we're hopeful he's playing, we're expecting him to play too, he might not play. And I think this season he might not be ready, or maybe at the very end for just cameo or two. Feels like cameo is about the best that they're going to get out of him. Maybe I'm being pessimistic here, but I've not been wrong the last 3 weeks saying I am not feeling Brandon Ayuk being a major part of this season.
You know, for a while there, we were seeing Brandon Ayuk, and Brandon Ayuk wanted to be seen. Mm-hmm. And this was in training camp, and this was at the start of the season too, where he would run those sort of quasi shadow routes with while the wide receivers were going through their individual drills. There are scads of videos that you can find showing that. The last month and a half, have not seen him. Hmm. Have not seen him at practice. Have not seen him in the locker room. I understand that he's doing his rehab work in the morning now and then, just kind of skedaddles. Hmm. I don't know nobody knows. So the agent isn't saying anything. Ayuk isn't around to say anything. But it's a bit odd that he's just, you just don't see hide nor hair of him at all.
After seeing him a lot early,
not just seeing him a lot early, but him going out of his way to make himself seen. So I don't know, if there's frustration, I don't know what's happening there, whether he thought, he should have been activated by now, and now he's pouting about it. I don't know what's happening. It is a bit odd. We should underscore.
You are getting aggregated.
No, we should underscore all of this by reminding everybody that he had a 3-ligament
major.
It's not. Major, it's not. The your run of the mill ACL. So a year of rehab. Yeah, comes with the territory. That's not shocking, but we're now beyond a year. Mm-hmm. And we're almost going to be at, today the 20th. Yeah. Today is exactly 13 months, from the injury itself. I would imagine if you're out that long and you've had, as severe an injury that he had, that they're going to use all 21 days of the practice window or a good chunk of it. And so now we're talking, we're now into December and mid-December for when he could come back onto the field. So, to me, it's all pointing toward him really being ready for the 2026 season. Like a cameo appearance, as you put it, would be a nice way for him to start the off season. You're starting the off season healthy and you get a good jump on 2026. But very hard to see him making a huge impact in 2025 because, it's almost Thanksgiving, and that means that there's only about a month left in the season after that.
Yeah, and there will be rust, and there will be uncertainty over what he can do, on his knee, even if he's back. You and I have both addressed this recently in mailbags. This is going to be complicated because I think they're going to look to trade him. I think they've thought about trading him for a while now. I've continue to say that. I said that almost from the moment they signed him, even before they signed him. I think there were elements in the not elements, there were people in the 49ers front office that were ready to trade him. I mean, Shanahan's joked about it. Like, he was going to try to prevent them from trading him before he agreed to terms. And that was an exaggeration, but an exaggeration that underlined how much they were ready to trade him. But what can they trade him for? Like, he's got this guaranteed money coming next season. It's possibly, if he was valuable, would make him easier to trade because it doesn't accelerate so much on the cap, but it's still a number out there, and they still have to pay him other dollars out there that are guaranteed. So there will be some acceleration. But who's going to take that money from him? Like, that's like, who's going to give? And even if you didn't have that money, what would he be worth trading? And at some point, it becomes like, if you're going to get a 6th round pick for him, then maybe you should keep him. I don't know. I mean, it becomes like one of those. If he doesn't play, does that help him get traded, or does it? No, it actually probably hurts him getting traded. It becomes a very interesting formula here for what his future with the 49ers is going to be. When I think if he was healthy through last season, they would have traded him by now. I've said it. I believe it. The injury made it very hard for them to trade him, obviously, going into this year. I don't know if he doesn't play. I don't know what in the world you can possibly ask for him, given what his salary is. Maybe the new team just redoes his contract. That's the way I would imagine it. But again, that ain't going to be for a 2nd round pick. That's looking at 5th or 6th, I think, max. And it might even be a flop, right? You know, you give up a 6th and him, you get a 5th. It's very, very tough to see what the future is going to be. I think it would have been clearer if he was healthy. Even if he wasn't playing great, I think they would have traded him at this offseason. Still think that's what the betting odds are, but I don't know what in the world the process is going to be like.
Well, the two teams that were clamoring for him last year, the Steelers and the Browns, and I realized there were others, but
Commanders, the Commanders.
The Commanders too. The Steelers and the Browns still need receivers. And they need quarterbacks too. So maybe the solution, and I'm being very creative here, and this is
You're just trying to get aggregated now.
Well,
you're
beyond beyond the NFL to think four-dimensionally like I am right now. But, you know, those teams could use quarterbacks too. So maybe you put together a deal where you send Mac Jones to Cleveland, and you send Brandon Ayuk to Cleveland. But really the deal is – a lot of it is that other team taking Brandon Ayuk off of your hands. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe you only get a 3rd round pick back for both of them, but the Cleveland Browns take on the contract or something like that. So it's just a tidy way to get rid of it. And then if you're the Browns, then of course you want to bring in Kendrick Bourne, because that's Mac Jones's guy. Yeah. You want to bring in, you know, somebody with the last name Kubiak, so that Mac Jones is in a comfortable offense for him and for Ayuk. So, see, I mean, this is you know,
Barros is just there. You are
this
there.
Is Mensa yeah. level stuff we're doing
this
here.
This is a Hollywood package deal, like, you know, the classic Mike Ovitz CAA days. Way to go, Barros. I was thinking more Mac Jones might be your way to get. I'm reading how much what Shanahan was saying about Tetrarum McMillan today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we saw
Miles
him.
Like, Pet.
Yeah. That would be a classic Shanahan kind of receiver. I'm thinking, okay, say they end up with a 22nd pick or something. If they get 10, 11 wins, it's going to be 22, 23, something like that. 20, maybe 19.
Unless they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Unless they win the Super Bowl, then who knows? But use Mac Jones, the pick you can get, in order to move up in the 1st round to go get the next Tetrarum McMillan or some other version. Now, maybe it's not quite enough, but it's hard to get those guys if they're that good in the 20s, right? We know that. Ayuk was a very good pick. What was he, 22, 23? So those are hard to get. Pearsall was 32, 31, whatever that was. Use a 2nd round pick to try to move up to go get that guy. And I'm more thinking this after reading the Shanahan quotes on McMillan, that get a guy like that. There's guys in the draft like that. They're going to get drafted, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Can you get in there? I think they do need one. I mean, we've talked about it. If Ayuk's not the guy, and he may never be that guy after this injury, and you're probably losing Jennings to free agency. I don't think they're too interested in going through that negotiation again. You're going to need a receiver or two, and you're going to want a top one. Can you imagine this offense with a real stud receiver? I'm sure Shanahan can. Again, just reading the words, but you were there. It felt like he was had some real sense of this. Like, oh, Tetra McMillan, oh, man. Like, maybe they want to go out and go get one. And I think Mac Jones would be my best way to try to leverage, get a good pick for him and use your first plus that pick, and you get to 14, you get to 13. That's just me. Just trying to think, not quite the four-dimensional barrels chest, but so in one of those versions. Like I might be a McCaffrey level with the strategy on that one. I just think they got to do something to go get a player, and that they can't just sit back and go get the fourth best receiver. They probably need to get the first or second best one if you really want to make a difference.
Well, that's assuming that they don't take another defensive end. With their
which they might do. We know they're not taking a tackle. I'll tell you that. We know they're not taking a tackle there.
So I asked Shanahan, because I forget what pick McMillan was, but I said, you know, did you think that there was a chance that he would get to 11? Did you study him? And he said, well, we didn't think so, but you have to study all those guys. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you that when he, you know, started to study McMillan, he went overboard with it. I mean, he probably thought, you know, he spent probably more time watching this guy because he's a wide receiver. He's the type of wide receiver that he loves. He's like a bigger, more physical version of Dante Pettis. In fact, I looked it up. Dante Pettis was six feet and a half, 186 pounds coming out of the draft. This guy is 6'4" and a half and like 220. But you wouldn't think 220 when you're looking at him, because he's just so lean and he catches the ball in stride and all the things that Shanahan loves. I'm sure that Tet McMillan caught the 49ers head coach's eye. And he could be a problem on Sunday too. Especially if they line him up in the slot and he's 6'4" and a half guy going against Upton Stout. Yeah. Upton Stout has been feisty as advertised, but not exactly breaking up a lot of passes. The teams complete a lot against him. And that's what happens when you're a nickel cornerback. It's a thankless job. It's very difficult. A rookie nickel quarterback even more so, but you know, if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm looking at weaknesses, and that's one that I'm finding. And the other one is that I'm not convinced that the 49ers can stop the run. The Panthers love to run the ball. Like I said, they've been using more two tight end sets recently. They've got two sort of mid-size, 215-pound running backs. I think it's just going to be up the middle, throw to Tet. I think that's what the game plan is going to be on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I spent one more thing on McMillan's. When I saw those quotes, I was thinking one other guy, Julio Jones. Like, this Shanahan loved Julio Jones when he had him in Atlanta. And anyone would love him. But the 49ers have not had any. But again, he's an incredible player. Can you imagine what Shanahan could do with another Julio Jones? We'll see about McMillan. Second point would be, hey, if you win the toss, take the ball. I don't want to keep hammering on this, but the offense is the strongest point of this team. No question about it. Go get that early lead. Go up 17-14, yeah. And guess what? The other team is not going to run the ball as much. You're going to force them to throw, and Bryce Young is fine, but I think you're just fine with Bryce Young throwing the ball 35-40 times a game. Maybe McMillan goes for 17 catches and 300 yards. I don't know, but I think that's kind of the play. Get that early lead. Now, it's not like they're not trying to get an early lead, but if you're thinking always defer, put the defense on the field first, I don't know if you really want to do that. I'm going to go on this one. I really believe it with this team. And if you kick it, and the other team is feeling good offensively, you're down 14-0 sometimes before you blink. I'll just say it. I know they won't do it, but losing the toss and getting the ball would not be the worst thing, I think, for this 49ers team going the rest of the season.
That's a good Saturday question for Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. Does the composition of your team, does what you saw last week in Arizona make you rethink your coin toss strategy?
I would love to do it. I don't think I'm going to be there for that, but I would.
I'll do it for you.
Say Kawakami's been saying, and it'll be a very quiet day because it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Man, you're making me want to go down there, but I will be otherwise. I've had a long jury week. I'll put it that way. But interesting. I know he won't do it. I know he doesn't believe in it, but I wonder if there's any kind of conversation about that. He's not going to want to say, oh, our defense is weak, so we don't want them on the field. He won't say that. And he probably won't think that, but that Rams game was 14-0. How fast, Barrows? It was just like,
you know, three and out and you're down 14-0.
Yeah. And if you stink, you're still going to get down, but this just feels like the rhythm is off sometimes. So I'll hang on that one. What else we got, Barrows? Anything else to look forward to this game? Oh, I got to make my pick. I am on a roll.
I mean, do you have a strong feeling about this game? Because I don't have a strong feeling.
I do feel like, you know, we're a little further away from it than I like to be. Even on Thursdays, it's a little early to pick a Sunday game. Thursday to pick a Monday game, a lot of things change, dynamics are altered, but I like the 49ers. I do. I'd like them to have their first winning streak since week 2 and 3 and get out of the win-loss, which they've done for 9 straight weeks. Just think they're cooking on offense. I think Purdy's really going to play, once again, is going to play really well. I saw somebody's like, he played okay. He had a fucking 133.5 passer rating. That's okay. Is that the level now that we're saying for Brock Purdy? I think he'll be good. I think Christian is going to be good. He's always good, but I think in this game he will be extremely good. The defense will hang on. I don't know that the Panthers lost to the Saints at home. Like, they're not that great. They have played other games very well. They beat the Packers in Green Bay, so clearly they are capable of good games. Bryce Young is capable of doing a lot of things. Dowdell is clearly capable. McMillan, defensively, they can put some things together. I like their DC, but I just think the 49ers are better than them. It's a long, long plane flight out. Monday night, 49ers have traditionally been pretty good on Monday night. I just think this is set up for them to play very well. And if it was against a better team, of course you'd have to have a whole lot more warnings there. But I don't think Carolina's great. I think the 49ers are one of the five or six best teams in the NFC. Certainly not one, two, or three. But they're set up to play very well. They're set up to put up 30 points or more. I think they can find a way to not give up 30 points. I think they might give up significantly less than that. So I don't want to overdo this because I've been on such a roll, but I'm feeling the exact same things I felt in separate ways throughout the last 7 weeks. So I feel a strong thing about this. My feeling is the 49ers win this probably by more than a touchdown.
I agree with you that they're set up nicely for this game, but on offense, and offense only. I don't think that they're set up well for the game on defense at all. So I think it's going to be closer. I think both teams will get into the 30s. It comes down to turnovers at that point.
Field goals.
Yeah, exactly. Matt Gay is money inside 50, but don't put him outside of 50 yards.
No, man. If I'm not there, you're going to have to do that friggin' field goal watch for me pregame.
That's right. Yeah. He'll be jury duty-ing it. Yeah. So Matt Gay has played a number of games in Levi's Stadium. I think that very much is part of the calculus on why they had him. I mean, they had four other guys try out. I think that they don't think that Pinheiro is going to be out for very long. So this is short term. So get the guy who's just been kicking and who's familiar with Levi's Stadium. So, that's what they're banking on. But I wonder what the calculus now becomes, because we've seen it. Like if Pinheiro is even near the 40-yard line, they go for the field goal. But I think that Shanahan will probably be a little bit more aggressive on offense with Matt Gay.
And with Purdy too, I think. It's 4th and 3 from the 40, and you got Purdy, you can throw it to McCaffrey or Kittle. Maybe you roll with that, but it'll be fun. We'll see. Again, somebody's better be reporting on these warmups. I'm going to want to know what his number is. It's probably going to be inside the 40. I would bet they're going to say at least the 35, 33, 50, maybe 50 max. And maybe if it's windy, if we get some weather, it might be inside of that. So you're going to feel the absence of Eddie Pinheiro. No question about that. And that's a great thing for them that they found him and they've been riding him for so long, except for those extra points. But he might have pulled his muscle on one of those extra points. Who knows?
Well, he almost got into a fight with Calais Campbell.
What was that?
I don't know whether he was protecting his guy, John Weeks. He's the long snapper, and that's what Campbell got
knocked on the head.
It wasn't an egregious.
No, it
probably shouldn't have even been called.
I've seen way worse than that, by the way, not get called.
Yeah.
Way worse than that.
Yeah. Pinheiro was had to be restrained by 15 guys who are laughing their, what's off.
Yeah, you're going to go get him. Go get Calais Campbell, Betty.
Calais Campbell would be the most interesting person to pick a fight with for Pinheiro. I have to make a correction, and because I'm a journalist, I do this. I said earlier that this is the first week that Mac Jones has not been on the injury report. I'm wrong. He was not on the report heading into that first Cardinals game, which I think was week 3, but then did something in that game and has been on it since. So This is the second week this season.
Would somebody call in listening to the show?
I got Peter Volmet at the 49ers to confirm it for me. And he said, oh, no, he wasn't on the report for week three.
Jesus, you're doing stuff.
Somebody did call him. Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Volmet listening live, even though this hasn't been posted yet. Checking in to see what we're going to say. All right, Barros, all good. Got a Monday night game. I may or may not be there. It's looking like I will not be there, but I will be watching on TV. And we'll be doing a show on Tuesday. We might just do one show next week. Obviously, got the Thanksgiving situation. I will not be doing a show on Thanksgiving. Maybe you can do a solo pod on Thanksgiving, but I will not be there for it.
I want you from the jury box to like tap your wrist to the
yeah. I can't comment too much, but if you were looking at me during this trial, you would not be unaware of my impatience. I'll put it that way. You would not be unaware of that, but all good. Judicial system. God bless you, America. I'm there for it. Nobody can claim I'm not a pure civic duty person.
Are you watching the Ken Burns documentary?
No, I'm saving that. I will be watching that. I am saving that. I watched the Eddie Murphy documentary the other day. It was not bad. Not great, but it was not bad. It was a whole lot of interesting people talking about him, which I always appreciate. Chappelle and Rock and all those Pete Davidson. I'm blanking on his name. All those guys were good. So, all right, Barros, with that, we'll sign up for the week, and we will catch you after probably Tuesday after this Monday night game that I'm going to go for my streak. Stay hot, Kawakami, picking the 49ers games, win or lose. I got the 49ers winning this one pretty easy. All right, everybody. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.